This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Thursday edition of the Daily 10. We're all presented by Prize Picks. Your friend Matt back again. And we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. As I said, we're brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. They have more than 5 million members, and they have them for a reason. It's the easiest and most exciting way for you guys to get in on all the action while you're watching your favorite sports and your favorite players. If you just download the Prize Picks app, use my code MATT, M-A-T-T. You've got to use that code MATT for a first deposit match of up to $100. And now's the perfect time. Prize Picks is offering you guys a free Caitlin Clark square. Caitlin Clark's going to make her WNBA debut coming up Tuesday night the 14th. So anytime between now and tip-off at 8 o'clock on the 14th, all she has to do is score a point. You combine that with a couple of other plays, and you're off and running with a chance to win. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code MATT, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100 with Prize Picks. All right, here's what's coming up on a very busy show. It's all a part of our Ducks Dugout lineup, brought to you by Ducks Dugout. The Braves had a great sale last night. You see what I did there? That's a play on words for the job Chris Sale did in the Braves' win over the Red Sox. And once again, the big bear was eating. Marcelo Ozuna had himself a night. We'll talk about the Braves' dub, where Marcel is now putting himself historically. I cannot believe we're having this discussion with some of the Braves' greats. And now the Braves ride a two-game winning streak into an off day. We'll tell you all about that coming up. Plus, I had an epiphany last night about the future of the Falcons' quarterback position, and it's something I think that's going to play out over the next 24 months. That, and we'll talk about Atlanta's most frustrating billionaire needing to change his ways if he's willing. All of that coming up in a moment. Let me remind you, Jesse Chavez, Braves fan favorite reliever, he's got an autograph signing coming up next Saturday, May 18th, at Ducks Dugout in Marietta, 2800 Canton Road, where you can visit the 8,000 square foot showroom that offers rare and exclusive items. Not to mention, if you're, again, a hardcore collector, you're going to find something you love. But if you're just a sports fan, it's like a museum. That's how cool Ducks Dugout is. You can see it for yourself in Marietta. And while you're there, next Saturday, May 18th, Jesse Chavez memorabilia signing at Ducks Dugout in Marietta. Find out more online at ducksdugout.com. The Braves were winners again last night. They beat the Red Sox 5-0, so they sweep the quick two-game series with Boston. In the process, the Braves improved to 22-12. They are a Major League best 13-4 at home. Two big stories from the night. Number one, Chris Sale was locked in. And you know he had to feel great pitching that well against his former team. Sale went six innings, gave up six hits, no runs, walked just one, struck out 10. That's swing and miss stuff from Sale. I mean, it is back. So Chris improves to 5-1, lowers his ERA to 2.95. He really wasn't stressed a ton of the night. He did get some good defense played behind him. Austin Riley made a gold glove caliber play at third. Jared Kelnick robbed an extra base hit and left. But on the whole, Chris was just in complete control. So that was the pitching side of things, and I will mention the Braves' bullpen did good work. Dylan Lee pitched two scoreless innings, gave up a hit, and struck out two. Ray Kerr, who had just gotten called up from AAA Gwinnett, went an inning, no hits, and had a strikeout. The offense was all about the long ball, and that was led by the big bear, Marcelo Ozuna, who had another two-home run night to go along with four RBIs, a couple of runs scored, and a walk. So for the season now, Marcel's hitting .315. 12 home runs, 38 RBIs in the Braves' first 34 games. That was Marcel's second multi-home run game of the season. He leads all of baseball in both home runs and RBIs, and here's where this gets kind of funny. Marcelo Ozuna joins Hank Aaron as the only Brave to have more than 12 home runs and more than 38 RBIs through the team's first 34 games. Marcelo Ozuna and Hank Aaron on a list all by themselves. I also saw a note from Mark Bowman, Braves beat writer. These are Braves with 37 or more RBIs through the team's first 34 games. Henry Aaron had 39 in 1957. Henry Aaron had 37 in 1970. And Marcelo Ozuna has 38 in 2024. It just makes no sense compared to where we were a year ago with Marcelo Ozuna. Orlando Arcia also had a good night. He was 2-for-4 with a long ball and a double and an RBI, and the Braves cruised 5-0. So they will enjoy a day off today. Then they head to New York beginning tomorrow for a 3-game series against the Mets. We'll set the pitching matchups for that for you coming up. One quick injury note. Sean Murphy, according to Snit, continues to progress well. He hit live pitching in the batting cages yesterday. Still no specific timetable for his return. But again, the word is he is moving in the right direction, which will be a big upgrade for the Braves. Travis d'Arnaud has done a fine job, but Sean Murphy, one of the best two or three catchers in the game. Braves in New York starting tomorrow. Charlie Morton gets the ball coming up on Friday night. Bryce Elder will go on Saturday, and Max Fried will get the ball on Sunday. All right, I will share an epiphany I had about the future of the Falcon quarterback position here in a moment. First, though, I want to share what I think will be a very good decision for homeowners. As the spring temps will quickly turn into summer heat in Atlanta, you want to make sure things like your home's insulation are squared away. You don't think about insulation until it's too late. That's why I want you guys to stay ahead of any potential problems by getting in touch with USA Insulation right here in Atlanta by going to their website at usainsulation.net. Now, what they will do for you guys is a free inspection. They'll come to your home and check it out. They'll give you a free consultation if it's time to think about upgrading the insulation. And right now, when you get a project on the books, if you just mention Matt and the Daily 10, they're going to give you 0% financing for 72 months. That's 6 years without paying a dime of interest. It's so easy to get in touch with them. Go to usainsulation.net. They'll come out. They'll check the insulation. If it's time for the upgrade, they will explain how they're the only company that will inject that USA premium foam right into your existing walls. Don't be one of the 90% of homes under-insulated anymore. Go to usainsulation.net and get it right today. So every day that passes, it seems like the conversation will not pivot away from what the Falcons are going to do moving forward at quarterback. Well, what we know they're going to do is give the ball to Kirk Cousins in 2024 and say, you're the starter, Michael Penix, cool your jets for a while. So that part of this is easy. But here's where I've now come to. I find it nearly impossible to believe Kirk Cousins will still be the Falcons starting quarterback by the end of the 2025 season. See, we all thought, well, okay, he's got 2 years guaranteed money. The Falcons can get out in the summer offseason of 2025 into 2026 by splitting up his dead cap to $12.5 million, which is true. But I'm trying to figure out a way how they can keep Michael Penix patient, keep everybody answering the questions the right way about the quarterbacks, not have an issue in the locker room with guys taking sides, and then convincing Penix, who is going to watch Kirk Cousins at practice every day at 36 and 37, and Penix is going to think this guy's better than me at this point. Whether he is or not, it's not the point. But you're going to have a young guy who's going to be 24, about to be 25, who can throw lasers, who's going to be in his prime or not even yet in his prime, watching at that point in 2025 a 37-year-old Kirk Cousins. The whole thing is very tricky if you're the Falcons to keep both guys happy, to constantly be having to answer the questions about Penix and to answer the questions about Kirk and answer the questions about his future. And there are so many different ways this can go where the questions become thoroughly uncomfortable. If Kirk is playing well into 2025, and now Raheem Morris has to answer questions about Kirk's future, you guys going to think about bringing him back? Raheem will continually answer. We'll address that in the offseason. If Kirk has his struggles in 2025 at some point, the questions will be asked, when will Michael Penix get a look? Raheem will have to answer that one. Again, as long as you handle this correctly with the media and behind the scenes and keep the chaos at bay, it can work. I just have serious doubts that the Falcons are going to be able to hold off the chaos, not let the locker room become divided, keep Michael Penix patient, hopefully keep Kirk Cousins happy. There's just a lot of moving parts with this, and I am convinced before the end of the 2025 season, Michael Penix takes over as the Falcons starting quarterback, which at that point, the Falcons will have to deal with the criticism of essentially just wasting a lot of the $100 million they invested in Kirk Cousins. We'll see how it plays out, but it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to go away anytime soon. The story of Cousins and Penix is just getting rolling. All right, I want to talk about Atlanta's most frustrating billionaire needing to change his ways. Good luck convincing a billionaire of that. We'll try our best coming up in a moment. Now, unless you're a billionaire, I know you care about saving money. With everything in this world costing so much, like your home insurance, like your car insurance, as these rates continue to rise, it's so critical that you guys work with an independent insurance agency like the Rhodes Group. My pal Clayton Rhodes and his team at the Rhodes Group will do the job for you when it comes to shopping your rates and getting you at minimum 10 home and 10 car insurance quotes to make sure you're getting the best deal that you can possibly get while not missing anything and making sure you have the best coverage, policy covers everything you need, and you're not regretting it later. You can go to rhodes-group.com/churnoff. You will get 10 at least home and car insurance quotes in under 10 minutes. Rhodes is spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. rhodes-group.com/churnoff, or call them and they'll do the quotes right over the phone. It's 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. So I'm curious what your plans are tonight, Thursday night, in the big city or in the big burbs. Now, the baseball team has the night off, so you have some options. You want to grab dinner with friends? You want to take the family out to eat? You want to do it at a great spot? Well, I highly recommend the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock on Main Street. In the heart of all the bars, all the nightlife, all the restaurants, sits the two-story sports bar that you are going to love called the Daily Draft. If you're in Woodstock, you know downtown Woodstock. But if you're coming from Roswell or Milton or Alpharetta, you're not far. Same thing if you're coming from Canton or Kennesaw. What you're going to find is the best sports bar around, with the biggest and best big screen, self-serve taps along a beer wall, an awesome menu, a craft beer bar, the best wait staff around. And tonight, NBA hoops, Cavs Celtics, Mavs Thunder, Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, baseball around the league. You can watch it all at the Daily Draft. Find out more by following them on Instagram or Facebook for all things Daily Draft. So I saw an updated list from the Big Lead on the richest owners in the NBA. And I won't bore you by going up and down the list of all the billionaires, but I will hone in on the owner of the Hawks, Tony Ressler, who comes in as the seventh richest owner in the NBA with an estimated net worth at $10.7 billion with a B. $10.7 billion. Now's the point where I remind you the Hawks have never gone into the luxury tax under the ownership of Tony Ressler. I want you to compare that to the new Suns owner, Matt Ishbia, who has a net worth of $10.1 billion. He's a pauper compared to Tony Ressler. And the first thing he did when he bought the Suns was go big, huge moves, go into the tax. In fact, he went to the second apron of the NBA's luxury tax, which comes with so many penalties. But it didn't stop him. He's like, I'm going to make big moves. I've got the money. I want to try to win a championship, and I want to try to do it fast. Back to the Hawks. Under Tony Ressler's ownership, the Hawks have sold draft picks, second-round picks that they have just sold to put money in Tony Ressler's pocket. When you sell a draft pick, it doesn't go towards the cap, the money you get. It just goes in the owner's pocket, and the Hawks have done that several times under Tony Ressler. They've also dumped salary year after year to, again, avoid the tax. They've hurt their own team with deals like trading Kevin Huerter for less, killing the value of John Collins, letting key members of their bench just leave, like DeLon Wright and others, for the sake of just saving money. Now, I don't know what Tony Ressler's motivation is beyond making money. I always thought billionaires got into sports as a flex because they want to join the most prestigious club in the world called sports ownership. There are so few teams ever available. Well, the ultimate flex is winning a championship and riding on a float with your team in a championship parade. I was so excited when Tony Ressler bought the Hawks and thought it was a huge deal because he would clean up the mess made by the Atlanta Spirit Group, who owned the Hawks prior to Tony. But I was wrong, and I believe we're in a place where Tony Ressler is actually worse than the Atlanta Spirit, which seems impossible. But that's where we are. When a billionaire is selling second-round picks for pennies, it says a lot about his motivation. Not that a second-round pick is that worth getting upset over, but a second-round pick is a scratch-off lottery ticket. Most times, you won't win anything, but every now and again, there's a Nikola Jokic, there's a Jalen Brunson. But when you sell the pick for pennies, you have no chance to hit the jackpot. As a Hawks fan, it's depressing, it's disappointing, knowing Tony Ressler is more concerned about doing what's best for his wallet rather than what's best for the franchise and helping them win something of consequence. He's already a billionaire 10 times over. I think this is going to affect the future of Trae Young, who has to know what we all know about Ressler, has to see the Hawks not going into the luxury tax, has to see the Hawks not even use a trade exception they had worth, I think it was over $25 million last season that they didn't even touch and that would not have put them in to the luxury tax. I think it's going to affect Trae wanting to leave for a better situation with an owner and a team who will go all in, who will go for it, and I think Trae will be a part of that. Very disappointing when you see, again, his net worth, Tony Ressler, nearly $11 billion. Tony, I could use a couple of bucks. If you're not willing to spend it on your team, I'll take it from you. All right, if you guys would do me the favor of subscribing to the old podcast right now, we're available on all podcast platforms, and if you hit subscribe, you'll have it waiting for you in your feed every morning at 10 a.m. Here's a secret, sometimes 9:45. How cool is that? I'll talk to you folks later this afternoon on the radio at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10, presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.